So today, we're talking to the overdoers who end up feeling resentful when people don't think about them in return. So today I wanted to explore what happens to someone who is highly codependent, who overdoes, and who finds time to take care of everybody else but themselves, and who is running on empty, and who is often unaware and in denial that they are codependent. One of the cornerstones of codependency is denial. We don't know that we have tremendous shame. We don't know that we need to be needed. We don't know that we rescue. We don't know that we over-empathize with people. We don't know that we don't know where the boundary line is. We don't know that we don't know how to say no. We just live in a world that has us feeling lots of things for other people, and our propensity is to jump in and fix people's lives. And we are unaware that in terms of our psychology and our perception of self, we don't know that our self-identity, who we think we are, is a rescuer. Now, again, what makes this very complicated is that you can be a fixer and not know it. You can be a rescuer and not know it. You can be highly empathic and being taken advantage of and not know it. You can be someone who is a people pleaser, someone who is just hell-bent on enabling people and thinking that you're doing the right thing and not know it. This is how all of us are. We all are born into a field and we are all unconscious until we become more conscious. We all act out what was done to us and what beliefs we adopted as children while we were trying to cope on planet Earth with the people that we were born into. So an overdoer is someone who isn't saying no. An overdoer is someone who is at work anticipating the needs of other employees and just running themselves ragged, trying to ease the emotions of another person. Remember, when you are highly codependent, you're very sensitive to the moods of other people. And at the subconscious level, you think that it's your job to like ease how other people feel. And in the process, you're losing yourself. You don't recognize, again, this is denial. You don't recognize this is your coping strategy that you relied on as a child. When you were worrying about everybody else but yourself, that was safe. That was safety. Because as a child, if you worried about yourself, that threatened your attachment to your mother. You may have learned that if you cried, that made your mother upset, or if you cried, it made your father upset. So you having an individual need is not safe. So in order to secure an attachment, you abandon the authentic self. And I love what Dr. Gabor Mate says. He says that children have two basic needs, and they are authenticity and attachment. And so if I'm born into a world where I'm getting the message that it's not okay to need, then I can't be authentic. I have to stuff my needs. I have to pretend that I'm okay when I'm not. And one of the strategies is taking care of you rather than taking care of me. And that is the recipe for a codependent. So codependency is a result of what happened to you in childhood. If you are codependent today, you're at work and you're jumping in, you are in denial that you're jumping in is a coping strategy. Codependents are super uncomfortable when other people are uncomfortable. It's like we have radar and we are so afraid that it's going to get up another notch and the rug is going to get pulled out from underneath us. It's going to go from 0 to 100. I know this was my issue as a child. I remember thinking, okay, it's 3 days and mom hasn't exploded yet. And I would walk around on eggshells waiting for the shoe to drop. And part of my issue and my trauma that as it relates to codependency and CPTSD was, if you're upset, I'm upset. And I feel like in order to manage my anxiety, I got to jump in and what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And it really was me taking care of you, was me taking care of me. I just didn't know it. Remember, codependency is all about denial, and healing it is coming out of denial. And that's why I think it's important to have these conversations, because there are nuances about codependency that a lot of people miss, and we miss it when we aren't really looking deep enough in to understand why I am this way. So if you're an overdoer, if you're a people pleaser, you're trying to control your anxiety by managing the anxiety of other people. And that's really important to recognize, because part of your recovery is going to be to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And shuti shuti, when your neighbor is struggling and it's their business and you have not been invited into the conversation, that's really uncomfortable. But that's something that we need to do. Now, someone who is overdoing, someone who is jumping in to save the world like a codependent does, someone who is uncomfortable with other people being uncomfortable and whose identity is tied to people pleasing. This is all subconscious and we're all on autopilot until we're not. This type of a person who is running on empty goes home and they're tired and they're frustrated. And below the veil of consciousness, what they really want is someone to take care of them the way they are always taking care of other people. This becomes problematic. If you love a codependent person who is out and about saving the world, they're frustrated, they're tired, they're aggravated, they come home and they look to their spouse, unconsciously, of course. Why don't you know how to please me? I know how to please other people. Again, it's subconscious, but if I know how to please people and I'm putting you first and I'm putting my mother first and I'm putting my boss first and I'm putting the kids first, why aren't you putting me first? And below the veil of consciousness, what's happening is I, as a codependent, have no freaking clue what I need. I have no clue who I am. All I know how to do is to see an issue and fix it. And below the veil of consciousness, I don't know that I'm trying to manage my anxiety. And when I go home, I expect the people that I love to help me manage that anxiety by worrying about me, by asking me about my day, by anticipating my needs, and by understanding me or just knowing how to please me in a way that I don't know how to please myself. And so I go into this situation tired. I have unspoken, unrealistic expectations. I expect my spouse to read my mind. I expect flowers for our anniversary and they're not there, and I work myself into a tizzy. Or I expect food to be on the table, or I expect the dishwasher to be empty. It's this one extra thing that is now on my plate as an empty codependent, a tired codependent, that I wish I didn't have to take care of, and now I have to take care of it, and now I'm overwhelmed. So now I'm snarky. So now I'm aggravated. So now I'm frustrated, and now I'm resentful. And it all goes back to me not knowing what I need, and not knowing how to honor myself, and not knowing how to set boundaries with myself, and feeling uncomfortable with self-care, having no flipping clue how to self-care, because I, as a child, was taught that self-care was selfish. I was, as a child, taught that it was bad to want to take care of myself. I associate something negative with worrying about myself. So healing from codependency is quite the trip. But I can tell you, as someone who has done it, and I'm still on the path to recovering from codependency, and every day I'm amazed how codependency can show up, and how, even though with 20 plus years of recovery under my belt, I still have to work at remaining super, super conscious of what is happening in the mental field, so that I, from a higher state of awareness, can observe it and fix it and change it and challenge it, and make sure that I break the cycle for me and for my children. When I ignore myself and take care of everyone else, I am not my best self for my children, my spouse, my clients, or anyone. The best thing that I can do on planet Earth is to fill my own cup up, so that you, as my client, you as my child, and you as my spouse, you get the best of me. Self-care is not selfish. So if you're a codependent, it's time for you to start taking care of yourself. And if you'd like help with this, please check out the 12-Week Breakthrough Coaching Program. This is my flagship program that I created for recovering codependents like myself, adult children of alcoholics, adult children of codependents, adult children of narcissistic parents, adult children of divorce and immature parents who were taught that they were not good enough, who grew up feeling invisible, who grew up feeling unheard, and who today are struggling with a true sense of self, and who think that they have to prove themselves worthy of others in order to gain love, and who overextend themselves and run themselves ragged and spread themselves too thin in the process, and end up feeling unable to fulfill the needs of those that they really love. and who expect those that they love to fulfill their needs without even telling the people that they love what it is that they need. We can do better, dear ones, but not without living above the veil of consciousness. Namaste. Until next time. Bye for now.